Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We will get to Casey Steelers here in a moment. The kiss, as I'm calling it. Mike Tomlin doing Mike Tomlin things. I don't know what Rivers is going to be for Indy. I don't know if they'll be able to count on him, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Starting at just $30 for your first year, that's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I am watching Paramount Plus right now.
What are you watching?
Well, that, my friend, it's a Tuesday. Also known as football. Football. Monday Night Football last night.
Have you ever seen a more heinous play than an interception, fumble, fumble?
I can't believe that you can have two turnovers on one play by the same person.
Yeah.
And three on one play just in general. When I watched it real time, I was curious, are they going to establish that as control? Because my buddy has Hurts on his fantasy team. And I was like, dude, I think you have a pick and a fumble going against him in fantasy. And he goes, did they establish that he had possession of the ball before he fumbled it? And I watched the replay and I was like, oh yep. Yeah, he got that ball. This is a wild thing that's going on. We've talked about this for weeks. The Philly offense is clearly
crossed the threshold though.
Yes, it is. There were a couple times there that I saw, them hand the ball off to Saquon Barkley in the first half. And I was like, look at that. He just got 15 yards. Mm-hmm. Do that again. do that again.
Do the thing.
Do the thing, Bart. And he ends up finishing with 20 carries and 122 yards and a touchdown.
Now, 50 of it came in one.
Sure, but there you go.
That's the first Saquon game.
There you go.
In forever.
In forever, Jerry. In forever. There's another wild stat that I found. Why aren't you coming up?
Stalling for time.
Here you go. Jalen Hurts was in an empty backfield on 35.6% of plays versus the Chargers. That's the highest rate for a quarterback in a game this season. 37.5 success rate, 37.5% success rate, and 4.8 yards per attempt. Yeesh. There's a stat out there that you would have a better quarterback rating if you spiked the ball on every play than how Jalen Hurts played last night.
And there's been this note this season about him not being under center. That's been a big one because basically if he's in shotgun or if he's in an empty backfield, he's passing. But all of the indicators and all the pre-play action or lack thereof is just been nails for the defense. Now, escaping from this is Justin Herbert.
Without a doubt.
Who was absolute trash.
Yes, he was not good.
Good gravy.
He was not good, but that's kind of sometimes he'll get the benefit of the doubt in this game because the broken hand, and he had a couple moments that he had to make a plan, a little Josh Allen-esque of being Superman. And
he was still god-awful.
He was still bad from the quarterback perspective, but
Justin Herbert loves Jalen Hurts right now because Jalen Hurts was one of the worst I've seen in a while from a guy who's supposed to be good.
But I will stick up for Herbert a little bit. That defense was giving him fits all night, and that was a gutsy, gutsy play by him.
Style points don't matter. He still sucked.
He's fair.
I total will say fair. Justin Herbert out Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts
just found a way.
He found a way to win, and he ran for 66 yards on 10 carries. That's what Jalen Hurts does.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he outplayed him.
Which, the bar is the floor. And this isn't like the crap on Herbert. He was just Hurts awful. Just
four interceptions. You can't come back from
four interceptions. He had a fumble.
Yeah.
Good God.
Two of those on the same play, and one of them to cost the game.
I mean, how many throws did he airmail last night?
It was a 10? Lot. I mean, Herbie had some bad ones, too.
Oh, I know, but we're crapping on Hurts right now. Well, we can crap on Herbert later.
And that's kind of the interesting thing. Where have you been on Jalen Hurts in his career, whether it was Bama, Oklahoma, and Philly?
I was not a Jalen Hurts guy for the longest of times. They went to the Super Bowl, and I was like, you know what? Maybe I was wrong. Look, I am somebody, new information, new opinions.
Right.
I 100% believe in that. Now, if Bryce Young all of a sudden completely flipped the script and went from one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen play the game to a perennial all-pro, I'd go, you know what? Good for him. Probably not going to happen.
Probably not.
Hurts did the thing. And I went, you know what? It's not my Huckleberry. I wouldn't start a team with him. Eagles fans would be like, see, he's actually good, which is really funny because Eagles fans are now just like, see, he actually sucks. It's just, you know, those kind of things.
They're playing a little revisionist history in Philly.
I'm like, no. You told me how good he was, how great he was, and all those things. And I said, no. And then I changed my mind. Then they win the Super Bowl. And he was a big, big, big part of that. And I was like, you know what? Okay. Then this year. And I'm just like, maybe he is the line of like, he is the best system quarterback we've ever seen.
You know, I've always liked Jalen Hurts. I thought he got kind of a raw deal at Alabama. Getting pulled in a natty, but it was the right move and it worked out well. Transfers to Oklahoma, has a great year at Oklahoma. What I've always liked about Jalen Hurts, and I think this is something, it's intangible, and this is what I loved about Herbert last night, was he's a winner, and he's won everywhere he's been. And sometimes the body and the frame and the mechanics aren't everything you like. Dude, have you seen Philip Rivers throw a football? He looks like he's a track and field star doing shot put. Okay, sometimes the mechanics aren't always how you like it. Not everybody throws the ball like Aaron Rodgers. But some guys just have it. And I always felt that Jalen Hurts had it. And that's what I'm talking about Herbie last night.
Winner.
I thought Herbie just had it. He might not have played well last night, but he had the gusto to go out there and get that dub. And Hurts has always been that way, except for the last, like, five games.
Mm-hmm. And it's been egregiously bad.
That's what it is that I don't want to just sell him out. I don't want to just sell him up the river because he's had five bad games. This happens. It's the NFL. They're trying to repeat. It's really stinking hard to do.
Mm-hmm. And their offensive line is not nearly what it was.
No.
And offensive coordinator is not nearly what
exactly.
it was.
Exactly. There's a lot of these boxes you can check, but dude, I'm starting to run out of excuses. Mm-hmm. You're the one still throwing the football, and you're making bad decision after bad decision because he's not going to throw. You know, we kill Caleb Williams, or at least I kill Caleb Williams all the time for not giving flashy stats and making weird throws when you shouldn't. But you also give him praise for his escapability. That's Jalen Hurts on steroids. Mm-hmm. He is what everybody wants Caleb Williams to be. But Caleb doesn't even have games like this.
No.
Bryce Young doesn't have games like this.
Here's one, and I know where I land on this, and I'm asking it knowing my answer, but who are you more worried about? One quarterback has been to two Super Bowls and won one and been the guy. There's another guy who's won an MVP in the NFL recently, and he has sucked horribly the last five games.
Are you talking about Lamar Jackson?
Who are you more worried about going forward, not necessarily with just their production, but their value in production and how it leads to wins for their team?
I think I'm more worried about Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
Because I think you live and die by
Lamar.
Same with Josh. Like, Josh doesn't always have the best weapons in the world, but you live and die with him. And the Chargers are seeing that right now with Herbie, too. They're going to live and die with him. And I, for one, will live and die with Herbert. I think he's shown me enough that he is great.
My argument against Lamar, in a sense, or for Jalen, is that they've been living and dying by Jalen this year.
Mm.
Saquon has not been that guy.
They have never really lived and died by Jalen. They've lived from Jalen.
Yes.
But they've never really died from Jalen.
This year, they're dying from him. In the same way that the Ravens are dying from Lamar.
Yeah, and the difference, though, is that this Philly team
is a lot better,
insanely more talented, just personnel standpoint.
And again, that's not a crap on Lamar. It's just, no, if you look around the NFL right now, there's a couple quarterbacks that are not doing great that are supposed to be truly great quarterbacks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mahomes had his worst game maybe of his career last week. This is probably Jalen Hurts' worst game as a pro.
I would hope it doesn't get worse.
I mean, it's not,
but
I mean,
Mahomes also won 3 Super Bowls and a couple MVPs, and
but Mahomes
he's kind
has
of
had,
bought that.
But he's also had a couple of those games this season where he never had those games.
But I also think if we're comparing Mahomes and his struggles of late and Hurts' struggles of late, I think it's also fair, and this is part of the Lamar thing as well, I think it's also fair to say that the Chiefs are showing their age.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing their lack of depth, their roster turnover. You know, we might know all the guys catching balls, but that doesn't mean they're all great.
Yeah.
For Kansas City. So I think
they don't have Devonta and AJ.
Exactly. And I think that's why, you know, Eagles fans, you guys be careful what you wish for, because you guys do this way too much.
You've been in the last 2 Super Bowls and you won one and you're bitching and moaning.
You've won
it.
2 Super Bowls in the last decade. Yeah. Like, that's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
In 2 completely different ways.
Check in with me, Raiders fan, 1983, dog.
Yeah, you can be. I think you can totally be pissed off if you're an Eagles fan at what's going on with Jalen Hurts.
Frustrated.
Yeah, but
not pissed off.
But like, I wouldn't abandon ship all the way because, again, dude, that offensive coordinator's got to go. Saquon's got to figure out the ball, like, got to get the ball more, and they can do it because then you get Jalen Hurts wins the game that Justin Herbert won last night. Broken hand, not playing great, but just figures it out. You know, there was a play where Justin Herbert dropped back and was supposed to throw the ball, and he looked forward and he said, oh boy, here we go. And he took off running, and he got a first down.
Is this
and that is a play that Jalen Hurts makes, and he's not doing that right now.
Is this late career Russell Wilson in Seattle?
It looks like it. I would hate to see somebody's career turn that soon, because Russ was a little longer in the tooth when it happened, but I would hate for it. I mean, it's true. That team did not live and die by Russ. And once it lived and died by Russ, they were not very good.
Remember Let Russ Cook?
Let Russ Cook was the beginning of the end.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken till now with Sam Darnold for that franchise to turn it around.
Russ behind the scenes is obviously not liked.
Totally.
Jalen
is loved.
Well, there's been stuff.
I'm not listening to A.J. Brown. He seems like the biggest D in the world.
He does. He does. But when guys do speak out, no matter how crazy they are, you do have to listen a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because that does show a fracture when it goes public.
It does. It does.
And now usually you take those fractures and those cancers and you go, see you later, bye.
But we talked about this last week when we were bitching and moaning about the Eagles too. I still think a lot of this falls on Sirianni too. I think it's a really weird culture there. It's a very vibrose. It's that Italian thing that he keeps doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Big Dom. And it's kind of like allowing our egos to run wild and let's just hope that our talent supersedes. And for a guy like Jalen, who's a pretty humble, smart kid, that stuff could be catching up to him.
I think the biggest thing is Jalen Hurts is being asked in this offense this year to rely on his arm.
I agree.
More than any other year we've ever seen. And Jalen Hurts isn't the Caleb Williams. He doesn't make every single pass that NFL quarterbacks have to make.
Right, and Caleb has some throws that you're like, wow.
Exactly. Jalen Hurts makes the good passes. He'll find the dig over the middle for 15 yards, find A.J. Brown.
And he'll air one out occasionally.
And he'll air one out occasionally. But, I mean, he threw the ball 40 times yesterday.
Yeah.
Is that?
That's not the ask from him. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think he might be like the apex system quarterback. And I don't mean that as like a dig.
No, I thought we got rid of that moniker as being a bad thing.
Yeah, like, Drew Brees was a system quarterback.
With a dynamite arm.
Yeah. Like, it, you can be that and, like, be maximized. Jared Goff is a system quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And Jared Goff's really good.
And he's been to a Super Bowl.
But Jared Goff also thrived in other systems.
Yes.
So that's why I don't want to call him just a system quarterback, because he's just a leader. I think Jared Goff doesn't get a lot of respect.
He should. He should get more than he gets. But, like, the guys that aren't system quarterbacks are first ballot Hall of Famers. Like, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
like,
Josh Allen,
they
Lamar.
They are the system.
Yeah, Josh Allen, Lamar, Mahomes. I mean, dude, I'll say it. Sometimes I see Herbert in that way of guys that just can kind of evolve.
I feel sorry for Justin Herbert because you love him so much.
I do.
He is going to crater.
He's got to win a playoff game for me.
I know. And this is a tough year because that team's so banged up. And look at him now with the broken hand. By the way, reporters, don't grab his broken hand. What are you doing here?
Also, people are mad at Laura Rutledge.
No, Laura's doing her job.
Grow up, Justin.
Yeah, Lauren's...
You're getting paid $250 million. You're the quarterback. I don't care if you want to go say hi to people. Shut up and do the interview.
Well, I don't... I'm different. I'm five toes on each side of the fence on this. I don't blame Laura Rutledge for doing her job by any means. Don't grab a broken hand from a quarterback. And also, like, Herbert was exhausted after that game. I know.
I don't care. You get paid the money you get paid because of media partners. This is part of the deal of being a quarterback.
I'm not going to
shut up and do it.
I'm not going to bury him.
And it's not like Herbert's uncomfortable with a camera in front of his face. No. Who's his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Wow. A couple Herbert haters in here.
No, it's anybody who does this. This is the job, dog.
It is true.
Especially as the quarterback.
All right, let's slide to the AFC North as the Steelers win a pivotal matchup, and that could send the Ravens packing. But what's this team look like? And is Tomlin maybe the best troll in the NFL? We'll get to that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.